Next patient is Daniel Nelson. That's D-A-N-I-E-L, Daniel Nelson. N-E-L-S-O-N, N as in Nancy, Daniel Nelson. Date of consultation is 2-14, I'm sorry, date of consultation is 9-13-24. And date of birth is 2-14-59. Bring a copy for Stephanie Sanchez, APRN. Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Sanchez. Next paragraph. Dear Stephanie, thank you for sending Daniel Nelson for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph is for Dallas. This is a 65-year-old male with a a 65-year-old male who has no prior history of chronic lung disease or smoking, has been experiencing back pain. And was sent for a chest CT on 8/9/24. The patient's chest CT showed fairly extensive ground glass opacities in the left upper lobe and the left lower lobe as well as right middle lobe. And this was similar to the CT done in June of 24. And there was also a small 4 millimeter nodule in the lingual period. The findings were suggestive of hypersensitivity pneumonitis or post-inflammatory changes with aspiration or a viral pneumonia. Period. The patient, however, denies any cough, shortness of breath, wheezing, and it does not bring up much sputum. He had no chest pains, and no hemoptysis, fevers, chills, or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of lumbar disc surgery in 94. He also had an ankle fracture for which multiple surgeries have been done for reconstruction. And repair, period. Patient denies hypertension or diabetes or heart disease. Next line. Medalist included. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also included diabetes mellitus and hyperlipidemia and hypercalcemia. Next paragraph, habits. Patient denies smoking. He has been using alcohol moderately. He worked in a paper plant and was in sales. He also has a pet bunny in the house. and in the past has had birds in the house. He has been exposed to asbestos in the past, but not recently. Next paragraph. Can you mention he lived in South America for more than 2 years when he was younger. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, family history, father died of dementia, mother died of old age. Father had a history of cancer. Next, review of systems, patient has had some weight loss, no fatigue, denies double vision or cataracts. No urinary frequency or flank pains. Yes, no shortness of breath, wheezing or cough. Yes, no heartburn, but has constipation, no abdominal pains. No chest or jaw pain or arm pain, no calf muscle pains, no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising or enlarged glands, no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list, metformin 500 milligram BID. Next, physical exam, this elderly, moderately overweight, white males, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluidema. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 65, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 211, saturation 97. HUND announced phallic pupils reactive. Nasal mucosa injected, ears malformation, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields were clear. Heart sounds were regular, on the nest, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no lesions or edema. No calf tenderness, reflexive, want loss with no gross motor abscess. Cranial loss grossly intact, skin no lesions, no. Next paragraph. Impression number one, bilateral pulmonary infiltrates. Number two, possible hypersensitivity pneumonitis. With mild pulmonary fibrosis. Number two is number three is epilepidemia, and number four, diabetes mellitus. Next, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and diffusing capacity. She'll get a CVC, SED rate, ANA, RA factor, anti-DNA. And SCL70 antibody. Antibody and a coag profile. She was advised that a bronchoscopy and bronchial biopsy and lavage might give us a clue as to the etiology of the lung infiltrate. And he was advised to avoid exposure to animals, dust, and chemicals. A repeat chest CT to be done in 8 weeks. The patient will come in for a follow-up in approximately 8 weeks. The bronchoscopy will be scheduled prior to that visit. Thank you for this consultation. I'll keep you abreast of any new findings. Copy for Stephanie Sanchez, APRN, and Kills Dr. D'Souza, APRN.